in the limelight.
A new study reveals how the gap has widened between the two sides of politics in the United States. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Urban C. Leonard Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Americans are even more divided than we thought. Stay tuned for more. The right thinks this, the left does that. The U.S. polarized politics are often described in binary terms, as if there were a monolithic right and a monolithic left, the only division between the two. Certainly each side talks about the other this way. When we are with rural, heavily Republican friends, we often hear references to the left or liberals with the occasional addition that they are all socialists. Unfortunately, categorizing and disparaging the other side this way not only makes dialogue across the aisle difficult, it obscures the significant points of disagreement within each of the camps. Depending on the issue, people of the left and right have more than a few things in common. If they appreciated that, they might more often find allies on the other side. The unmonolithic nature of both camps is the theme of a new study by the Pew Research Group titled Beyond Red and Blue. It's based on a July 2021 poll of 10,221 Americans, an unusually large sample size, plus interviews with some of those polled. Pew found 9 distinct ideological groups, 4 on the left, 4 on the right, and 1. The stressed sideliners, a mixture characterized mostly by minimal interest in politics. The study's subtitle summarizes its findings. Even in a polarized era, deep divisions in both partisan coalitions. Some of those divisions are striking. In 3 of the Republican coalition groups, more than 70% think most corporations make a fair and reasonable amount of profit. But in the 4th, the populist right, only 17% agree, a smaller percentage than in 3 of the 4 Democratic-leaning groups. Among faith and flag conservatives, 75% believe government policies should support religious values and beliefs. Under 30% of those in the other 3 Republican-leaning groups agree. Some 68% of committed conservatives and 61% of the ambivalent right hold that in foreign policy, the U.S. should take into account the interests of its allies, even if it means making compromises with them. Only 15% of faith and flag conservatives and 27% of the populist right agree. 2 of the Democratic coalition groups, the progressive left and the outsider left, say by margins of 71% and 63% that most U.S. laws and major institutions need to be completely rebuilt because they are fundamentally biased against some racial and ethnic groups. Only 29% of establishment liberals and 38% of Democratic mainstays agree. Fully 73% of the progressive left and 55% of the outsider left say the fact that there are some people in this country who have personal fortunes of $1 billion or more is a bad thing for the country. Only 39% of establishment liberals and 29% of Democratic mainstays think that. And asked if spending on police in your area should be decreased, 48% of the progressive left and 41% of the outsider left say yes, but only 22% of establishment liberals and 11% of democratic mainstays. Pew's 169-page study report describes the nine groups in detail. Faith and flag conservatives are the oldest of the nine groups, overwhelmingly Christian and very active politically. The populist right, among the groups least likely to be college-educated, are among the highest share rural. These two groups account for 46% of the Republican coalition, 23% each. Committed conservatives are the most educated Republican group and very politically active. They're conservative on most issues, especially economics. The ambivalent right is conservative on issues like the size of government, but more moderate on immigration and some social issues. These latter two groups each represent 18% of the Republican coalition. The progressive left accounts for only 12% of the Democratic coalition, but is the most politically active group. The outsider left represents 18% and is the youngest of all nine groups, but among the least politically active. The Democratic mainstays at 28% are relatively less educated, but the most racially and ethnically diverse group. Establishment liberals, 23%, are highly educated, highly politically engaged, and fairly diverse racially and ethnically. On many issues, to be sure, the differences between the two coalitions are much bigger than the differences within each coalition. Take racial injustice. Among the Democratic groups, upward of 70% say much more needs to be done to ensure equal rights. In none of the Republican groups did even 25% concur. As you'd expect, Democratic groups overwhelmingly favor a larger government, while Republican groups overwhelmingly favor a smaller one. And there is an urban-rural divide of sorts. Among the Democratic groups, about 10% to 20% live in rural areas, while among the Republican groups, it's 30% to 40%. But even on fundamental questions like the size of government, there are internal divisions. While Democrats generally want a bigger government, 63% of the progressive left favor greatly expanded government services, while only about a third of other Democratic groups go that far. Those internal differences can make a difference. For example, only two of the nine groups, faith and flag conservatives, and the populist right want a bigger U.S. military. The rest don't. Therein lies the basis for a left-right coalition.